Now give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth, and ye saints of the Lord. Let my doctrine drop as the rain, and my speech shall distill itself as the dew, even as a small rain upon the tender harp, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto the Lord our God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Now lift up the hands one more time. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are lifted up our hands before you this morning. And we ask that the name of the Lord be glorified in the message of the Lord. And let the light that comes from your word, let it shine and give grace to the humble hearts here this morning. To the glory of your name. We give you the praise and give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody says amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Put your hands together for me this morning. Let's give the Lord a witness of our gratitude to the Lord. Give the Lord a praise in the house this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now this morning, open ye the gates. Amen. So I'm going to start here in the book of Isaiah, chapter 26. And you'll find that the Lord has something wonderful for us. And if you stay through this message, God is going to do something for you. Amen. Amen. If you believe that, you can say amen. Amen. Isaiah 26 and verse 1. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. You know, in your hearts, you know, and so forth. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. And a bulwark is like, a strong defense wall that you bring, you build around something. Now, open ye the gates. Amen? Amen, folks?
Amen.
You may not understand that yet, but, by the time we're over, you will understand. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Now, that's also for the righteous person that is following the truth of God's word in their hearts. You know, God is commanding the gates to be open for you this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Hallelujah. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Hallelujah. I like the sound of that. Do you? Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. And the Holy Spirit already, in a sister Nadine, she read that scripture already this morning. I was going to read it, but she read it in Isaiah 45. Turn with me to Isaiah 45. And she read that scripture, and it's right here. And it, goes right along with this message. And amen. It says, thus saith the Lord to his anointed. You can put your name there, I will go before thee, in verse 2 of Isaiah 45. I will go before thee and make straight the crooked places, and I will break in pieces the gates of brass. It's like I'm going to, the Lord doesn't even need to lift a finger. Praise the Lord. All he has to do is speak the word, and the gates will open up for you. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's how we do it. That's how the Lord does it. I'm going to read a story to you to confirm that this morning. And I will cut asunder, the bars of iron. Wow. You say the Lord can do all that? Well, absolutely. Now, I'm going to exhort you by the word of the Lord this morning, but I'm going to do something a little more. When I'm done speaking, the message or whatever, then I'm going to speak some words that will make some things happen in your life. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You say, well, what are you talking about? I can only say the words that he put in my mouth to say. And I believe the Lord, he put this word in my mouth for you here today. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And I'm going to cover this from various aspects of our lives. And then we'll see what the Lord wants to do. We're going to touch on, what the Lord is doing concerning your life. We're going to touch on what the Lord wants to do concerning your life. We're going to touch on what the Lord's already doing in the ministry and what he wants to do. We're going to touch on, what the Lord, wants to do for you personally. So while we do that, and when you'll be thinking in your mind, where is this message going? I want you to consider this scripture that I'm going to read to you. In the book of Psalms, chapter 24. Turn with me to Psalms 24, and let's take it at verse 7. And let's see what the Lord will speak to us here. Now, I want you to take a note of this scripture. And there is a way that the Lord is bringing this verse right here. Now, this is not me. This is not you. This is not even David. Now, this is the Holy Spirit. Now, he's going to say it to some. He's going to speak to some gates that need to be opened. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember that anything that the Lord will do, anytime that the Lord will do anything, first the Holy Ghost must move. That's how he did it in the beginning, in the book of Genesis, when there was chaos. The first thing we know is the Spirit of God, he moved upon the face of the deeps. Now, and the Holy Spirit, he's moving here today, and he said, lift up your heads, O ye gates. That's right. And be ye lift up. And it's like he commanded. He said, open ye the gates. In other words, ye gates be opened. Ye gates be lifted up. And even ye everlasting doors, and let the King of glory come in. Now the Holy Spirit, he's the only one that can usher in the Christ like nobody else. Who is this King of glory? Let's find out. Amen. Amen, folks. Are you with me this morning? Who is the King of glory? The Lord. Strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. Now lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up. And the King of glory shall come in. Hallelujah. Who is this King of glory? He is the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Now, you know, there were so many gates that the King of glory needed to enter into. And those gates, and I'm taking this, the first aspect of this is the spiritual application of this. The gates are the souls of men. See? And they are longing for something. And they can never be satisfied until they receive the King of glory. There is no way you can do it. You can get riches, treasures, and all of these things and so forth. There will be a void. It will be like in the beginning. You know, God had created everything, but, you know, something was still wrong. You know, and there is that void and chaos and so forth like that until the Holy Ghost moves. And when the Holy Ghost moves, he can bring order out of that chaos. And he can do it every single time. And the Lord, he's saying here to the souls of men, open ye the gates. Let the King of glory come in. You know the gates of hell? You know, they tried to close in on the souls of men. They closed them down. They made sure that they were in darkness and so forth. But the scripture said the people that sat in darkness, they have seen a great light. Hallelujah. That light, he came and he broke through all those gates. And he went down to hell and he whooped the devil. And he got the keys of hell and death. And he led captivity captive. And that's why you are sitting here today. Give the Lord the praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. Put your hands together for the Lord. The souls of men. God commanded their hearts to be opened to the King of glory. Hallelujah. And he's got to come in. And let me tell you something, folks. Even for you that have received the Lord, you know, and you are walking with the Lord, I say to you today, the gates must still be open. Hallelujah. He must, you know, those gates must open up so that the floods of heaven can flood your soul. Hallelujah. Most of the time, we receive the Lord, we're following the Lord, but, you know, those gates are still closed. The gates to our soul, they're still closed because of disobedience. Because we don't have time for the Lord. Because of all these other things that we preached last time, you know, that we are pursuing after and so forth. You know, God can't really move. You know, until those gates be opened. Hallelujah. But when you open up those gates and let the King of glory come in, and you have an opportunity every time that you stand in prayer, in your closet, you have that opportunity. Every time you stand in prayer on your own private time, you have that opportunity. And every time you come into the house of the Lord to stand in prayer with other believers, you have even a greater opportunity. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, I want you to take that opportunity today. I want you to open your hearts today and experience God in a different way than you have never done before. You know, you got to experience God. We can't live on the experiences of yesterday. Oh, you know, I was filled with the Holy Ghost 20 years ago and so forth. That was then. But what about now? What does he want to do? He wants to come in. Hallelujah. He wants to flood your soul. There's a song that says, open the flood gates of heaven and let it rain and let it flood your soul. God wants to flood our souls every single day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And that's a spiritual application of this scripture. That God, he wants to take the captives and set them free. And all the gates of hell that choked down the lives of people, God's going to open them up, and the King of Glory is going to come in. And he has a way that he can do it. It is called the preaching of the power of God through the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the way he does it. That's the way he breaks through all those gates, folks. Amen. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God. Remember the scripture we read. Say, God will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks. All the gates and so forth that are closing in on you and so forth, God will bring his salvation. How does that salvation come? Through the preaching of the word. And what kind of preaching of the word? The pure word of God. The word of God that is pure and perfect and is backed by the power of God. Praise you, the name of the Lord. And that's how God breaks through all those yokes and brings his glory into our lives. Amen. Amen. Now, I got to slow down so you can take this in. Because I'm going to rush through this message and you may not get it. So I'm going to slow down a little bit so you can trace it. Because I begin to discern, you know, that, you know, some people, I'm losing some people already. Now, what have we just said? We have talked about the gates, you know, that are spiritual gates that need to open up in our lives so that you can enter into a constant and continuous fellowship with the King of Glory. Don't lock him out, folks. How do we lock him out? Well, by chasing everything else, you know, that not caring about the Lord or not thinking about the Lord, you know, and so forth. Like, you know, we got to do these things that we got to do. We got to keep a job. We got to go to school. We got to raise a family. We got to have business. Got to do all of these things. But you can do all of that, you know. And if your mind is on the Lord, you can still be doing all of that and your mind is still with the Lord. Or you can be doing all of that, your mind is a million miles away from the Lord. You know, so what's it going to be, folks? Are you going to, let's see, you cannot, for a real Jew, you cannot separate, you know, their secular life from religious life. They don't know anything like that. It's the same thing. You know, so, but what is it for us today? You know, we got our secular life. I got the life of business and all these things that I'm doing. Then I got the life that I'm religious and spiritual when I come to church. No, you must open up the gates and let the King of Glory come in. Praise you, the name of the Lord. And this is a declaration you can also make to yourself. God has already made a declaration. So every time that you repeat God's word, you know, and you stand by what God has already said, that's the quickest way for you to get anything done. Because whatever God has said is going to come to pass. And his word cannot fall to the ground. Amen. Amen. So God has already commanded the gates to be opened. So you also need to command the gates to be opened in your life. You know, it's like the psalmist said in Psalm 42, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why? I will lift up my head unto the hills from whence cometh my help. In another psalm, he said that, 121. And he put it all together and said, I will yet bless the Lord, for he is the help of my countenance. Amen. Hallelujah. And no matter what I'm going through, look, you can stand up and you can say to the gates, whatever is going on in your life, you can say, I want those things to move on out. I want them to move back. I want the King of Glory to come in. And I want the Lord to step into this situation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And you can command the gates to be opened. Be opened. And let the King of Glory come in and step into my situation. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now let me bring a physical application of this scripture. A physical application will be, look, you have a dream and you have some things that you want to do, and the enemy is closing in on you and so forth like that, you know. And the enemy does, you know, it's like, you know, gates of brass and you know bars of iron, you know, and so forth. Why does the Lord use those expressions? I mean, we are believers, we are free. Why is he talking about breaking the gates and you know breaking down the bars and so forth? Because people are still hedged in, because the devil has got you hedged in. It's like a prison. That's why the Spirit of the Lord said in Isaiah 61 concerning the Lord, I have come to open the prison doors, you know, and so forth like that. You know, so the devil got people boxed in, you know, so that you cannot reach your full potential. You know, the purpose of God in your life, the devil, he wants to block it. He wants to quench that light and so forth. You know, that's his purpose. That's what he does. The Bible says he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy your dreams, to destroy your life. To do all of these things, through sickness, through disease, through discouragement, through fear, through disappointment. All these negative things that he does. But we thank God for the power of God. Hallelujah. Say thanks be unto God who causes us always to triumph. We thank God for the power of God. So you look at your situation Praise the Lord. I remember, and you know, I remember years, and this will go for some, you know, some of our friends who are just moving into the place and so forth. I remember when we were moving in years ago and so forth, the gates were closed. Amen. But this scripture, we walk right there. Say, open ye the gates. Hallelujah. There's another scripture, and I love this scripture. And I'm going to read this because it goes right along with this. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 62. Isaiah 62. And I'm going to read verse 10. And let me bring this in right here so that you may see. It says, go through and go through the gates. You can't go through any gates that are closed. You go through when the gates are open. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the Lord, he commands the gates to open. And once the gates are open, he says, go through the gates. You know, go forward. Don't stand still. Don't look back. Go forward. Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Cast up. Cast up a highway, you know, for the people. Gather out the stones and so forth. Lift up a standard for the people of God. Go through the gates. Go through the gates. Why are you standing still? Go through the gates. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, I have set. Now, this word may be for somebody here, you know, and I'm going to just say it right now. I have set an open door before you. I have even commanded the gates to be opened. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Now, if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's in Isaiah chapter 1. So, you know, let's believe the Lord as the Lord does these things. Now, quickly, I am going to read a story to us. I'm going to abbreviate this message. And I'm going to use this story that I'm about to read to expand the rest of this message. And you can see how the Lord, he wants to do this. Praise the Lord. Now, you can begin to look into your life. Anything that is holding you back in your life and achieving something that you should have achieved years ago, or something that should have been done and it's not done. You know, the spirit of delay, the spirit of this and that and so forth. These are gates. Remember Jesus said, I will build my church. And what? The gates of hell. You know, God has his, you know, his way of knowing how to push those gates out. You know, those gates are always working, trying to close in. Make sure you don't get, you know, the gates of hell are trying to, you're on the path of righteousness, you know, going into the kingdom. The gates of hell try to block you to make sure you don't get there, you know, but they cannot prevail. Amen. Because Jesus already said that. So I'm going to read this story to you, and I'm going to use this story to illustrate the rest of this message. And this story is found in the book of Acts chapter 12. And if I have time, I may throw in a testimony also. But in Acts chapter 12, I am going to use this story to illustrate this point. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, about the time, verse 1, that Herod the king, he stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church. He did too. And he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he pleased the Jews, then he proceeded further to take Peter also. Now, these were the days of unleavened bread. So Peter, you know, was next in line. You know, after he had killed James, the brother of John, then he, you know, the Jews like that and so forth. So he said, well, you know, I'm going to get Peter next. So he got a hold of Peter. All right. You know, and then when he had apprehended Peter, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions, you know, to keep him, intending after the so-called Easter. You know, this is not the resurrection of Christ. This is just something they did in those days, you know, called Easter. That's not what we do. You know, to bring him forth to the people. And Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Can you say amen? Amen. That's right. Now, when Herod would have brought him forth. See? So the Lord could have, you know, prevented Peter from going, being apprehended, but he did not. But the Lord was going to show something here. And I like this story. And so the Lord waited just until the night before Herod was going to bring him up, bring him forth to behead him and so on, like he did to James. And so Peter, he might have been in there. You know, I don't know what was going on through his mind. We weren't told. But there was a group of people that gathered together on his behalf, and they continued to pray all the time. So here's what happened. When it was time that Herod would have brought him forth, That same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, hallelujah, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and there was a light that shone around the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up quickly and said, "Arise up quickly." Now, I want you to look at this story. Now, Peter, he was bound with chains. And they put quaternions, in there. You know, that's like, I don't know what number that is, but hundreds and dozens of soldiers to guide him. To guard him and so forth. And they put him in there. And that night, when the angel of the Lord came, how did he get in there with all the closed gates and everything? He's the angel of the Lord. Amen. You cannot keep the angel. You can't keep him within windows and doors and gates. And that means nothing to him at all. He can get in anywhere he wants. And he got right in there, inside that prison. And immediately, the light was shining. Hallelujah. Now, remember, all you need is the presence of the Lord. All you need is that angel of the Lord to visit. And he can shatter all those chains and everything else. So, as soon as the light was shining, here's what happened. He told Peter, "Rise up quickly." And immediately, notice that the chains fell from off his hands. How many of you can say amen to that? all he spoke was rise up. He didn't cut the chains. He didn't do anything. He just spoke the word, rise up. And then immediately, and Peter looked around and said, my lamps, chains, they're gone. And he didn't really know what was happening. He said, let me just go with the flow here. Sometimes you got to go with the flow. Amen. Amen. When the Lord is on a roll, go with the flow. Don't try to figure it all out. He knows what he is doing. Amen. Peter could have stood there and said, what happened? Don't worry about it. And he told him, quickly, cast thy garments around thee, and follow me. So that's the next thing. First the light, then the chains are broken. Then he put on his garments and he began to follow him and so forth. And he followed him. He did not know whether it was true, what was happening and so forth. Look at verse 9. He went out and followed him and wist not that which was true, what was done by the angel, but thought that he was in a vision. So he didn't really know, what's going on here? Is this really real? Am I really being set free? And then when they were past the first and second ward, now this all these continuums were there, and they just walked past them, They passed the first, they passed the second, then they came to the iron gate. Now this is where it goes into my message. They came to this gate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Remember, he was taken away from the city and so forth. They put him in a slammer. They put him way out there and so forth. And there's this iron gate, big, huge thing. So you can't get into liberty, because the city is free, liberty, but you're behind those gates, you are locked up. So when they got to this iron gate, which led into the city, the Bible says the gates opened up to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. Now, Peter was bound, but God was going to set him free. But the process of setting him free involved the gates opening up. Hallelujah. And there must be certain gates that must open up here in your life today. Amen. 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 Certain gates must open up. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And the rest of the story goes, Peter, he went out and so forth. And when he had considered the thing, he went and found the place where, the brethren were gathered together praying for him. And he knocked on the door and so forth, Then one little maid came out, and heard his voice and say, "Well, my land, it's Peter, it's Peter." She ran back. She didn't open the door. She was too happy. She goes back and say, "Peter is at the door." And everybody say, "You are mad. What did you drink? Peter is in prison." What? Peter is in prison, but you guys have been praying. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes people are praying, and when the Lord begins to do the thing that they are praying about, they don't even expect the Lord to do it. They're thinking, maybe it won't happen. Well, don't waste your time praying then if you are not expecting a breakthrough. Amen. Amen, folks. When I pray, I believe God's going to do what I'm praying about. Because that's what he said in his word. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe, and you will have what you're praying about. And all things, Matthew 21 and 22, that you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Now that's all things. That's not some things. Praise the Lord. Well, of course, God, he works in measures of faith and so forth. Some people have more powerful faith. I understand that and all that. But everybody has a measure of faith. And you can use it and believe the word of God. Amen. Amen. So, she continued to say, look, Peter is at the door. So finally, some people say, okay, let's check it out. So they go to the door and they found Peter. Well, my goodness. Initially, they said, well, it's got to be his angel. It can't really be Peter. You know, a ghost or whatever. So anyway, Peter said, oh, hold on now. So he told them the whole story. And they said, wow, can God really do that? Yes. Praise the Lord. And he did. Now, I'm going to put this little testimony in here just to let you know that, you know, what happened in the days of Peter in the Acts of the Apostle can still happen today, literally speaking. Yes. Amen. And I've told this testimony before, and some of you may have heard it. And if you haven't heard it, you'll hear it again today. Or if you haven't heard it, you hear it. If you heard it, you hear it again today. Many, many years ago, I was in Federal School of Science in Lagos. This is like a community college, kind of, before you go to university. And we had a sister that her parents didn't want her to believe. In Africa, in Nigeria, they do a lot of things. You guys know that. So they wrapped her soul around the devil. They sold her soul to the devil. They sacrificed her soul, and they wanted to sacrifice her physically. So she was bound in chains. She was put inside this demonic lodge or something that they had. It was way in the middle of the bush. You know, you had to go about 2 miles from the main road where this occultic place was that she was. And I went there one day to see her, trying to set her free. And I was a young man, maybe 19 or 20. I don't know. I could not be any more than that, because this was around 74 or so. You know, and I see the sister and I say, wow. You know, and I see they shaved her head. They put chains around her hands. They put chains around her waist. They put chains around her leg, her ankles. And she was in the so-called temple there. And they were getting ready to sacrifice her. They were just waiting. There was a ritual of some days she had to go through. And then they were going to kill her. True story. And, when I went there, I went with another man of God that spoke the language of those people. So they let us in somehow because of that. I'm just shortening the story. And this man was an evangelist. He spoke their language. So they let us in. And I saw the gates. I mean, those gates were as high as this level right here, this ceiling. Iron gates. They were high and everything. And they opened one small section in and let us in. And finally, well, I did something they didn't like. So they said, well, the next time I showed up in that premises, they showed me some of these machetes. They had this machete. They're going to cut off my head, they said. Next time you show up. So I wasn't going near that place next time. You know, I said, well, you know, I don't want nobody to chop off my head. You know, why did they want to do that? Because I refused to take off my shoes when I entered into that occultic place. I said, you got to take off your shoes. I said, shoes? I only take off my shoes in the presence of the Lord. And they bundled me out. They carried me out. You know, that man or girl were begging for me and so forth. They threw me out, and I saw those gates. Now, that may sound funny, but there is a point I'm going to make. Now, so I left, and I could never go back there. And this lady, she was there, and she could never be set free by any means we tried. And we were praying, and the brethren, the saints, the believers were praying. And I saw, you know, a few weeks or so later, you know, I go to the university or so, and so on. Then, you know, then I'm in campus, in my room. I'm in my room. University of Ibadan, and I'm in Independence Hall, and my room is on one of the higher levels. It's not even on the lower level. And one day I'm in my room, and I hear a knock on the door, and I go outside to open the door, and this sister is standing right there. Hallelujah. Amen, folks. Amen. Now, when I was talking to her, she did not even remember my name when she was in chains. Her memory was gone. They had stripped her of everything. Some of you may not know that, but there's occultic power down there. But the power of God is greater. Amen. Amen. So, she didn't even remember my name, let alone would she know where I was going to school. And I said, my Lance, how did you get here? And she told me the most incredible story. And if I didn't know this story in Acts chapter 12, I would not have believed it. But I would have believed it anyway, because I had faith in those days to believe anything. So she told me this story. She said, one night, and all of a sudden her memory had come back. She knew everything. And she said, one night, you know, I was there, and all of a sudden, a bright light shone in front of me. And I said, you got to be kidding. He said, no. And I knew it was the angel of the Lord. And I said, and she said, immediately the chains fell off. Praise the Lord. It's a true story. And I said, well, the chains fell off. What happened then? She said, well, you know, he begged on. It was almost like his story. Beg on me, put my, you know, garment around me and follow me and so forth. And as I followed, I didn't know what was going on. I followed him and we got to the gates. And I remember those gates because they threw me out through those gates. I said, well, next time you come back, we're going to behead you. So I remember those gates. Those gates were huge. And nobody's getting in and out of those gates, you know, in and out. And she said, and I said, what happened? Said, the gates opened by themselves. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Give the Lord a praise for that. He said, the gates opened by themselves. I said, you got to be kidding me. And I remember when we went from the main road to that occultic place, we walked about 2 miles into the jungle. And I said, what happened? She said, well, I just followed the man. The man kept saying, follow me, follow me. I said, okay. And then she said, when we got to the main road, there, you know, the guy put me in public transportation. The fee was already paid. They'd already told the driver where to take her. And it was take her to University of Ibadan, so-so-so hall, and so-so-so. And then they gave her the instruction, when you get down to that place, go to this room number. There was no way in the world she could have known where I was. Hallelujah. So the man, they chartered the vehicle. She was the only one. They chartered the vehicle for the, and you know, somebody, you know, this angel did all that, you know, and the vehicle brought her straight down to my hall, and she had to climb upstairs because she remembered the room number. I was on the upstairs. She came right there and she knocked on the door. And I was like, I stood there, I was like, I almost could not believe it. I almost wanted to close the door and go back and say, is that a ghost? You know, but I remember this story right here. How many of you know that the Lord is true? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, that was another opening of the gates that the Lord did to get that sister out of there. You know, and God had to open those gates. I wasn't the one that did it. I wasn't even there. I was scared to go back there. So it wasn't me. This is not about me. This is about what God can do. Hallelujah. And God made those chains fall down from that sister. God made, because people were still praying. And I said, Lord, if I can't go in there, you can send an angel to do it. And that's exactly what the Lord did. The Lord sent an angel and he broke those chains. He brought that lady out. The gates opened by themselves. She walked all the way to the thing, to the main road, which was about 2 miles through the jungle. They put her into the vehicle and brought her straight right down to where I was. How many of you can say praise the Lord? And then we put her, arranged something, and we sent her to University of Ife. You know, when I tell my friends that are from that university, later they may know some part of the story. So we sent her over there and so forth like that. But stay with somebody else in that place, because I knew that the family knew who I was, and you know, if they didn't find her, the first place they might look might be wherever I was. So we decided to send her someplace else. Praise the Lord. You know, but that shows you how God can open the gates. Now, you've seen, you know, the Bible says, by the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. You've heard it in the scriptures. You've heard the story in real life here that we told and so forth. Now it's your turn for gates to be opened. Hallelujah. 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 There may be chains that are holding you down. There may be gates that are holding you back. And God has put a word in my mouth today. And I'm going to speak that word in just a few minutes. And this is the word that I will speak. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, sometimes when I hear that praise ye the name of the Lord, it gets me going. So that's why I like to say it. So let's try it again. Praise ye the name of the Lord. This is the word that I'm going to speak this morning. Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 4. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned here this morning. And he has put something in my mouth to speak this morning. You'll find it exactly as he said it. And I'm going to be speaking it. And something good is going to happen in your life. Now, I want you to stand to your feet here this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And as you stand, I want you to give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord some witness and give the Lord a hand clap here this morning. Praise God. Now, you don't sound like people that are excited. I think any kind of musician or any kind of politician can get a better hand clap than that. Now, give the Lord some praise in the house. Now, this is the word that the Lord put in my mouth to speak for you this morning. Open ye the gates. Now, I'm speaking directly to the gates. I'm commanding those gates in the word of the Lord to be opened. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, how can you do that? Well, because God has already done it. I am just enforcing what God's already said. Amen. I'm not the one commanding the gates to be open. God's already commanded that. I'm standing in his word and repeating the same word. God gave the word, and great is the company that publishes it. And I am one of those companies that will publish that word in your life this morning. Let the gates be open. Now, if you are here and you need some gates, don't look at anybody else. I don't care about anybody. You know, there is a different anointing for every service. And I told you last week, I said today there's going to be a miracle service. Now, you need a miracle. You need some gates to be opened in your life. You need some chains to be broken. I want you to take a step of faith and come right and stand right here quickly. And I am going to speak the word. That's right. I am going to speak the word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, brother. You are here, and I'm glad that you are here, because God's going to finish that work.
Amen.
Today, completely.
I believe it.
In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus. He said he believed it. Can I get a witness on that?
Amen.
Amen. There are some chains that are going to fall off. You don't need to go and look for a hacksaw. The angel of the Lord will do it. You don't need to worry about the gates. They will open of its own accord. Because when the angel of the Lord is standing by you, amen. And I prayed, you know, I couldn't sleep very much. So I was praying the night and so forth. My mind was on the message and so forth. I'm like, you know, Lord, and so forth. I said, don't worry about it. You know, don't worry about it, he said. He said, this is the Lord's doing. And it will be marvelous in the eyes of the people. Praise you in the name of the Lord. So I'm not the one that's going to do it. I'm just here to speak the word of the Lord. Now that part we must do. You know, God's not going to do that part for us. He already gave the word, and we have to be among the company that we publish it. Now, that's my job. I published the word of God here this morning. But now I'm expecting God to back up his word. I am the Lord that frustrated the tokens of the liars. Hallelujah. I am the Lord also that confirmed the word of my messenger. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Why? Because the messenger speaks his word. It's not really the word of the messenger. It's really the word of the person that sent him on the message. And God will confirm it. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, chains that are holding you down. Gates that need to be opened so that you may enter. The Bible said the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. That you need to enter in and flourish. The Bible said the righteous shall flourish in the courts of our God. Hallelujah. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. Now, the courts of our God is every wall, every part in this world. He owns the whole world. Now, so wherever you are, you will flourish. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can move from Nigeria to the United States, you will still flourish.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter anything. You will flourish.
Amen.
Because the gates will open of its own accord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And nothing can hold you back. Now lift up your hands this morning and let's believe the Lord. And I will pray and I will declare the word of God. Now, Lord Jesus, I give you the glory. And I give you the praise. Do you know, folks, that even sickness can hold you back?
Yes.
You cannot attain your full potential when you are sick.
Yes.
When you are in hospital many years, you know, things will not work right for you. You know, and there is a purpose that God has ordained in your life, which the devil was trying to block out. That's why I put a sickness on you, brother. You know, but the Lord has set you free. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And God, there's a calling of God in his life too. You know, and God is going to fulfill it. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, lift up your hands, all of you that are here. And I ask in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we've spoken your word. And we turn this over to you. Let the angel of the Lord stand by each one of them. Let the light shine around them. Let the chains begin to fall off. Let the gates begin to open of its own accord unto them. And let them enter and say, go through the gates. Go through the gates that I've entered in, that I've opened for you. Enter in. Say, I've opened, set before you an open door. I've set before you, I have commanded the gates to be opened. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, lift up your heads.
Glory.
Lift up your heads this morning. And be ye lift up. Hallelujah. And let the King of glory come in. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I am going to speak directly to the gates now. Amen. I am going to speak directly to the chains, to the gates of brass, to the bars of iron, to whatever is holding you back. Open ye the gates. Now, there may even be certain emissaries that God wants to send to do that work. That's his business. But the word today is, let the gates be opened. Just like the Lord said, let there be such and such, and there was. Now, I command in the name of Jesus, let the chains that are holding you back, let them fall down in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let the gates be opened.
Amen.
Of their own accord, let them open before you.
Amen.
Don't worry, don't struggle with the gates. God will open the gates.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you will enter in. Let the righteous people that are following the truth, let them enter in. God will open the gates.
Amen.
And this morning, by the word of the Lord this morning, the gates are open unto you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The chains are broken this morning in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, whatever is holding you back, it may be sickness, it may be whatever. And I thank God for bringing our brother here today. I didn't know they were going to come when the Lord gave me this message. But God wanted you here today.
Thank you, sir.
Hallelujah. God's already done the work. And my job here this morning is just to tell you that he's not only the author, but he's also the finisher.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And he will finish that which he already started in you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Lord, I pray that you settle his nerves in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And make him every whit whole. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for the work you've already done. And the Lord will finish it. The gates are open. The chains are broken. And somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Now, I may not lay hands one-on-one on everybody. But remember, nobody laid hands on Peter. It was the angel of the Lord. Nobody laid hands on that sister that I just told you about. You know. And it's not a fictitious story. By the way, her name was Gloria. It's a true story. Nobody was there to lay hands on her. But the angel of the Lord was there. So never mind if I don't lay hands on you and so forth. Don't worry about that. You just lift up your eyes unto the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Not unto me, but unto the Lord. Lift up your eyes this morning and believe the Lord, you know, for a breakthrough, for the gates to be open. I want you specifically to agree with this message. Now, it is the anointing that you believe and receive that's going to work for you. You know, don't be thinking something else. Agree with this message that the gates must open up for me of their own accord. Not that I need to strive or imagine something or do any razzmatazz or anything like that. No, the gates shall open up for you of their own accord because the Lord has spoken it. And many times the Lord will speak in the Bible, he will say, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. He will prove that, he will just, you know, annotate that word by that. By saying, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Now, Lord, that which you have spoken with your mouth, let it be verified this day in the lives of your children. And perform with your hand, O Lord, as it is this day, that which you have spoken by your word. And let the gates be open for them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And let the chains fall down.
Amen.
That they may go in and possess their possessions.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For I am come that ye might have life. And have it more abundantly. Now, it may be sickness. It may be whatever it is. You may even be standing for somebody else. It doesn't make the Lord any difference. He can heal somebody that's standing right in front of him, or he can say, go home and your daughter is healed. And it's the same to him. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Same thing here this morning. All we got to do is believe. Now I want you to say, Lord, I believe. That's right. Now I want you individually, take a minute, begin to declare the word. Not in your mind, speak it out. The Bible says you must speak the word. He said the word of God is in your mouth. No, you know, the faith is in your heart, but with the mouth you confess it. Now, I want every one of you that are standing here, speak the word for yourself. You can say things like, I believe your word here this morning. And I declare that the gates are open for me. And I'm going to go through. I am going to go through. And I'm going to enter into the purpose of God for my life. No, I want you to begin to pray. Take a minute and pray for yourself. Hallelujah. Declare the word of God in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Rialabo kandisu mori kantai. Rosibara itakushi marana kutla subia. Yes, I have done it, saith the Lord. I have commanded even the gates to be open for you. I am the Lord. I am the one. I am the owner of all things. And if you follow me, you will never be in darkness. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Now, all you have to do is follow the Lord. Okay, he knows the way. And he knows how to bring you through. And don't lean on your understanding. The Lord, he will do it. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you believe that this morning, you can shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you believe that this morning, you can shout praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I want us, let the praise of the Lord ring out in this place. You know, next time I say shout the Lord, shout the praise or do something, let me really see if we can rock this place. Amen.
Amen,
amen, folks. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes the Lord says shh to the angels. One time for 30 minutes, he told them, be quiet now. I want to hear my saints perfect the praise of the Lord. You'll find that in Revelation 8 and 1. But, you know, sometimes we don't know how to do it. You know, well, we can teach the angels some things. They know how to do it. But sometimes the Lord says, I really want to hear my saints. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Night and day, they stop not. But one time, he told them, be quiet now. Let me hear them. Amen. Now, let the praise of the Lord ring out in this place. And let somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let somebody say, praise the Lord. Let somebody say, the Lord is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Let the ransomed and the redeemed of the Lord say so. Now that's something the angels can never do, because they were never ransomed. They were never redeemed. So we got one up on them. Amen. Praise the Lord. So when you call the Lord the Savior, when you say he's my Savior and he's my Redeemer, hallelujah, he's my fortress, he's my rock, and he's my shield. And when you make his praise glorious like that, God will stand up on your behalf. Praise you in the name of the Lord. Now give the Lord a praise again here in the house. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now everything that you have declared for yourself this morning, I am going to say one word to it. Before I say that, let me give you the premise for saying it. The Bible says, if any two of you shall agree as touching anything that they shall ask, I will do it. Amen. So I will agree with you this morning, and I will say amen to your prayer. So I say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Put your hands together again for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You may go to your seats, and I'm going to invite the praise team to come on up. Amen.